With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Powerful storms killing at least 11 people in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Tens of thousands still without power. Authorities say numerous people were transported to hospitals by ambulance and helicopter in Denton County, just north of Dallas. Donald Trump receiving the backing of a former rival.
Former Republican Governor and Ambassador Nikki Haley broke weeks of silence and announced that she'll be voting for Trump, even though she described him as unhinged during the Republican primaries. She announced her intention last week at the Hudson Institute, a conservative Washington think tank, and encouraged Trump to woo her supporters. Despite Haley's announcement, the Biden campaign said it would continue to court voters who backed the former GOP governor. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, Mr. Trump yesterday addressing the Libertarian Party convention in Washington.
We believe that the job of the United States military is not to wage endless regime change wars around the globe, senseless wars. The job of the United States military is to defend America from attack and invasion here at home.
And he adds, Republicans are against Marxism and socialism.
We believe that Marxism is an evil doctrine straight from the ashes of hell. Having Marxism in our government is intolerable, and teaching it to our children is considered to us child abuse.
Travelers still contending with large crowds and flight delays. More than 6,000 flights in America have been delayed since Friday night, but officials say very few flights have actually been canceled. Transportation Security Administration says 3 million people passed through checkpoints on Friday. This is SRN News. Well, a major warning from a mental health expert.
It isn't often that the head of the American Association of Christian Counselors uses the word disaster, but he's using it now. Tim Clinton tells the Christian Post that America doesn't have a, quote, mental health crisis. We have a mental health disaster going on. More than 20% of the country's adult population is struggling with some kind of mental illness. And Clinton says the destruction of the family by modern secular culture is primarily to blame. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New study reveals 80 years after the Holocaust, 245,000 Jewish survivors still living in more than 90 countries. About half live in Israel, 18% in Western Europe, 16% here in the U.S., and 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. Vast majority of them were survivors were children. They now have average about 86. This is SRN News. Well, the use of obesity and diabetes medications soaring among teenagers and young adults.
New research shows that the number of 12 to 25-year-olds who use the medications, such as Ozempic and Wegovy, climbed from about 8,700 a month in 2020 to 60,000 a month in 2023. Overall, in 2023, nearly 31,000 children aged 12 to 17 and more than 162,000 people aged 18 to 25 received the drugs. The report in the journal JAMA. John Scott reporting.
18-year-olds in Britain will have to perform a year of mandatory military or civilian national service if the governing Conservative Party wins the national election in July. The Prime Minister pledging to bring back a form of national service. For the first time since 1960, 18-year-olds would have to spend 12 months in the military or do charity work. More details at SRNnews.com.